Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to my true calling as a visionary strategist and coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and discover the joy of entrepreneurship, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Hi, and welcome back to the show, friends. This is your host, Sherry Miter, and today is a huge milestone. Guess what? Today is the 100th episode of the 100 Days of Podcasting. Woo! Should have had some like bells to ring, things to celebrate here, but I don't know about you, but I am super excited to finally hit this milestone. And I wanted to share with you 8 things that I have learned by committing and finishing this huge goal to put out a podcast every day for 100 days, almost in a row. I did miss 4 days in there. I missed Holy Friday or Good Friday and Holy Saturday for Easter weekend. And then this past weekend, I just needed a break. Not gonna lie. After 4 days of doing the course, life has been like totally insane for us over this past month. So much stuff going on, some good, some bad. It's all great now, but it was just a crazy month. And honestly, I just needed to chill. I just needed a break this past weekend. And my husband's like, just give it a rest. So I missed 4 days of the in the row part. So pretty much I've done 100 episodes in 104 days, and I'm going to celebrate that. I think that's pretty darn good because I was worried I was going to quit on this goal about day 40. So anyway, the 8 things that I have learned. And actually, before I jump into that, I just want to say thank you, a huge thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to those of you who listened to all 100 episodes right along. I know there's a few of you that did. Thank you to any of you who started listening to the podcast in the last 100 days. And thank you to those of you that listen occasionally. I appreciate each and every one of you. And I really appreciate those of you who have shared the podcast with others to grow the audience. If you've left a review, that is like, I'm so grateful for that. And by the way, to leave a review, a few of you asked me, like, how do you even leave a review? So the reviews have to be done on the Apple iPod app. I know. For those of you that aren't Apple fans, I'm sorry. But they have to be reviews are left there. Maybe borrow somebody's phone who has an iPhone and listen on the Apple app for the podcast. So the podcast Apple app. What you want to do is hit on like all episodes. So if you find the Uncharted Entrepreneurs podcast, which obviously you found it, find that and click on the button that says all episodes. That's going to bring up everything. And you have to scroll all the way down to the bottom. And when you get to the bottom, you'll see where it has some of the reviews there. And you'll see the link there to leave a review. And I really do appreciate you taking the time to figure it out and find out how to leave a review, because reviews are what iTunes looks at to rate podcasts. They also look at subscribing. So if you haven't subscribed yet, subscribe it and share it and download. Those are other ways you can help support the podcast so that it gets rated higher. And there are so many podcasts out there today that getting ranked a little higher is hard, but everything matters. Everything counts. The other thing you could do to help grow the audience for me is if you, you know, obviously are enjoying the podcast, share it. You can take a screenshot of whatever episode you're listening to, or there is a link. If you hit the little buttons, you know, the three little dots, you can click on that, and that will give you a shareable link that you can then share with your friends. Or like I said, even simply take a screenshot and tag me in the post, tag me on Instagram, tag me on Facebook, LinkedIn, wherever you share that if you want, and just get the word out there. And also, you're going to hear at the end of our podcast today some new changes that will be coming, and I'm really excited about them. That's one of the things that I learned over the last 100 days. Okay, so the 8 things that I did learn over the last 104 days of doing 100 podcasts in a row. We're just going to say in a row, okay? Go with me on that one. Number one, 100 days is a long time. It's a long time to commit to something. That was the biggest thing. It's like, holy crap. But then you know what? When I got to about 80, it was like, oh, I'm almost done. And I could count down and I could see, oh, this person's going to be number 82. And then all of a sudden we're at 88 and then we're at 91. And then it was like, oh my gosh, we're going to do this. This is almost done. So that was pretty exciting. The first half went really slow, but the last 20 went super fast. Second thing I learned is consistency does matter. When you show up and serve consistently to your audience, it will grow. It will matter. It will pay off. Now, you don't necessarily have to show up every single day, but get consistent. And I struggle with this. If you've been listening to the series on the Clifton Strengths 34, you heard my husband talk about his consistency. Well, consistency is really low for me. It's high for him, low for me. So it's hard for me to commit to show up to things and to get a routine. I am not a routine person, but doing this 100 days made me realize the importance of routine. And I don't care who you follow as far as being an entrepreneur or a leader, the one thing that everybody agrees on is you have to get a routine and show up consistently. So if you don't want to commit to showing up 100, you know, every day, then can you do it twice a week? And what days will they be? Will you do it weekly? Will you do it monthly? But pick a day and stick with it. And again, if that, like for some of you, like, duh, Sherry, that's a no-brainer. And for others of you who are like me, they're like, but I like the freedom. Let's do this together. Let's keep each other accountable. You'll see a new schedule I will announce actually next week. I'm going to give myself a week to kind of figure it out what the new schedule will be now that we're done with daily podcasts. It will probably be twice a week. So I'm just going to let you know what days, based on where my most listeners are, really. But it will be a consistent schedule. And feel free, shoot me a message. Let me know. Sherry, I love to listen on this day and this day. So chime in. Let me know what days you would love. If I'm only doing 2 a week, what days do you want them to be? Okay. Number 3, growth happens when you show up consistently. So this is pretty exciting. This was the growth that I saw over the last 100 days. So the podcast downloads and listeners went up by 230. Well, basically, we're just going to call it, round it up, 232%. An increase. Holy smokes, right? So that definitely paid off. It took me from July. So the first podcast aired late July, towards the end of July of 2020. So it took me almost 5 months, you guys, to get to 100 downloads. From July through December, I had 1.4K downloads. Now, that's not really, really great for podcasts. Some get that in their very first month. Some get that in their first week. But that was my stats. I don't do a lot of promoting of this podcast. I rely on you guys to help me with that. Hint, hint. But here's what happened. In the last 100 days, just in the last 100 days, we had 3.8K downloads, 3.8. So triple what it took me the first 5 months. So we're now well over 5,000 downloads. Thank you to all of you. So tripled in the last 100 days what I did in the first 5 months. Now, what I did in the first 5 months, we do monthly. Like, our numbers are growing. It's snowballing. And that's really the effect of showing up consistently. It's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So now what we did from July to December are our monthly stats, which is pretty cool. Okay, number four, if you are showing up consistently and you're doing a lot, you have to get organized. And I just shared, if you guys follow me, that's not in my strong wheelhouse. I appear organized because I've learned that I have to be organized in order to find the success that I want in my business. But I had to get super organized. I had to get a system down of when was I recording, when was I editing, when was that going to get out. So I had to get that system down when you're doing one every single day. And along with that, number five, learn to delegate. Now, that's nothing new for me. I'm a huge delegator. You guys know that if you've been following me at all, and especially to delegate and outsource things that don't give you joy. Editing my podcast does not give me joy. Creating the little Canva, sometimes. Doing the audiogram, sometimes. But I know they're important to the podcast. And I did finally hire some assistants. I got a great VA. Shout out to Margot for helping me with that, who helped me get, especially when I was, you know, every single day with the Clifton Strengths 34. That was a huge help to me to have somebody else helping me edit those and get them out and do the Canva and everything. Number six, oh, this is a big one, is I really learned the importance. And again, this isn't really anything new that I learned, but it was just, you know, hammered down the importance of showing up authentically and to be genuinely you. I realized when I was doing some of the podcasts, if I was talking on a subject that I really didn't believe in, or it really wasn't heartfelt, it just felt icky. It wasn't fun to record. It was like a major chore for me to record that podcast. Even if I knew it was a value, it just didn't feel right to me. And you know what? Most of those ones didn't get the most downloads. They're not the most popular podcasts. What I found, though, is when I showed up authentically talking about something I was passionate about and I believed in, those were fun podcasts to record and usually the most listened to or the most shared. So just show up as you, whatever you're doing, just be you. We don't want to be a copycat of somebody else. Show up as you. Number seven, this kind of ties into that, but find a topic. Whether you are podcasting or you are blogging or you're putting up social media posts, find topics that you are passionate about and just share those topics. Again, kind of aligns with what I just spoke about. But for me, no surprise, is the Clifton Strengths interviews. Oh my gosh, I had so much fun doing all of those interviews. So when you find a topic that you're passionate about, you can talk about it all day long or write about it all day long. So stick with things that you're passionate about. And again, it goes back to just being true to you. And number eight, be open to what gets revealed. So when you take on a big challenge that's going to put you out of your comfort zone, it's going to cause you to do some things that you don't normally do, maybe changing your routine a little bit, about being getting deeper into a subject matter, whatever that looks like, be open to what starts to reveal itself. You may discover things about yourself, good and bad. You may discover topics that you're really passionate about. you may discover some uncover, I should say, some strengths that you had no idea you had in you. And go with it. Like, let those things reveal themselves to you. You may also discover some things you don't enjoy doing. And that's totally okay, too, because it's, to me, it's just as important to look at what I, you know, look at what we enjoy doing and what we don't enjoy doing, and start to align our lives and our businesses so that we do more of what gives us joy and less of what doesn't. And again, for me, I am going to tell you that two things really reveal themselves to me. I love doing the interviews with some great people. Those were so much fun to talk about, especially if it's a subject that we are both passionate about. Because originally, my podcast was mostly solo. I had a few interviews here or there, but I realized how much I really, really enjoyed the interviews. And I think you guys did too, as listeners. Again, let me know. I want feedback from you. But the huge thing that revealed itself was how passionate I really am about the Clifton Strengths and the power of that. After doing, I think we did at least 30 interviews about the Clifton Strengths. And after doing those, especially talking to people who have really learned to use their strengths in their life, it really just showed me the power of Clifton Strengths and knowing what your God-given talents are and using them to create a business or a life that just fills you up, or even just using them in your career. I just really saw the value in that. Sorry about that little ding. My computer talking here wants to restart. Nope, we are not restarting right now. and that's, you know what? I'm going to pause here for a second. I would say another thing I learned, we'll call this 8.5, is you don't have to be perfect for editing and all that. I really learned to let a lot of things go. Like, normally the old me would have like, oh crap, I got to edit that out. And now I'm like, whatever, it's real life. Here we go. I hope you don't mind that either. But getting back to, what are you passionate about? What gets revealed to you when you step out of your comfort zone? And that's the bottom line. Doing the 100 days of podcasting really caused me to step out of my comfort zone a lot. But what was revealed was so amazing. And between just doing the interviews of the Clifton Strengths and then taking the course last week, if you follow me online, you know, I took the Gallup Certified Strengths Coaching course last week. So I, in the heat of the process of becoming a certified coach, that feels so, so good to me. Like, I know that's what I was meant to do. I wish I had done this a year ago, but I didn't. So here we are now. And that being said, leads me to what's next. So we're done with the daily podcast. So this is your opportunity now to get all caught up in all the ones that you've missed. Go back and listen, especially to the Clifton Strengths interviews. They were each so powerful. And I'm going to give myself a little break. We're actually headed out of town for a few days. So I'm going to just take a break from the podcast for a week and get a new plan in place, get a routine back in place so that I can fully commit to what 2 days a week will I be showing up for you from here on out. So the next podcast will be aired, and I should have looked for the date. It's next Thursday, which probably doesn't mean a thing to you. Let me look to see what date that is. So Thursday, the 22nd. Will be the next podcast coming out. So look for that in your podcast inbox. But don't stop listening to the show. Like I said, this is your chance to just catch up on the ones that you've missed over the last, you know, few months even. But when I come back on Thursday, I'll have some exciting news. I'll share what's going on with the Clifton Strengths and how I'm going to bring that to some of you. I will give you a little hint right now. Some of the things that I'm thinking of doing is creating a like a mastermind. No, it's probably not a mastermind. I don't want to call it a mastermind, but a private group, a paid group. So a subscription group where you would pay a monthly fee. And inside of there, you would get training on how to use your strengths, to sail with your strengths, to become a better leader, to gain some marketing and sales strategies. You know, I did that for the past 26 years. To work on mindset stuff and to have live coaching in there, group coaching. So it would be a monthly subscription. And each week I would go in with a lesson on one of those topics. So if you are a leader, whether you are a leader in an organization, you are a leader of a network marketing team, or a leader at just running your own company, whatever it is, you'll want to be in there. If you are an entrepreneur or in network marketing or in real estate or in anything that is sales, you will want to be in there. If you just are ready to work on your mindset and just become the best version of you, and you're willing to invest the time to do that, you will want to be in there. So that's one thing I'm going to be putting into place. Something else that I will be putting into place are workshops, again, for leaders and network marketing groups, because that's what I know so well. And it will be on all working within your strengths to excel at leadership and entrepreneurship and in marketing, network marketing. And then what I'm most excited about is being able to put together workshops that I can bring to your organization. Whether you work for, again, in a network marketing group and you lead a team of 5, 10, 20, 100, 1,000, or you own your own small business and you have a team that works for you. Maybe you have 5 people, maybe you have 3 people, maybe you have 25 people or 100 people. I will have a workshop for you to really work with your strengths to build your business. And when you really know the power of all that, it's so much fun. So I don't want to get into that today, but I just want to let you know that is coming. And I'll be talking a lot more about that next Thursday on the next podcast. So we're taking a week break, but we will be back here with new exciting things. And again, I appreciate you. If you haven't yet, please, go in, leave me a review. Let me know which of the 100 podcasts was your favorite. I would really, really, really love to know that. If you can't figure out how to leave a review, message me. I'll talk you through it. Or just take a screenshot of it, post it on your Instagram, post it on your Facebook, post it in LinkedIn, tag me in it, and let me know which episode was your favorite. And make sure you hit the subscribe button if you haven't done that yet. And just thank you. Thank you so much for being a listener of the Uncharted Entrepreneurs podcast. It really does mean a lot to me, and I hope this brings value to your life. And don't forget, send me a message. Let me know what 2 days of the week work best for you. What 2 days of the week do you love to listen to the podcast? All right, friends. Thanks so much. And we'll catch you next week.